It's the Coast Coast 186.3 Triple M with Moffy for breakfast, and we'll get to a news update around 7:30. Before that, though, I want to have a chat to the Greens candidate for Coffs Harbour, Jonathan Castle. Jonathan, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Moffy. Good to be here, mate.
Mate, look, I want to catch up with all the candidates before the election on March 23. Obviously, yesterday we had the early voting commence in Coffs Harbour, a fair few people going through there.
Yeah, I was surprised, actually. First day, people very keen to get the voting out of the way.
Now, just for people, obviously, so they can get to know you and what you stand for, what is your background, Jonathan? You're a teacher, I understand.
Yeah, Moffy, that's right. I'm a local high school teacher up in the Woolgoolga area. And I really do, understand the concerns that a lot of young people are facing. Being a high school teacher, I see firsthand the concerns they have around youth unemployment being at 23%. Look, there's no doubt we have to get this right. Our young people are leaving the area because they can't find work. And if they can find work, often that's not necessarily the best work. There's been some criticism that young people aren't looking enough or they don't have the interest to go looking for work. Well, you know, that's not necessarily true. I spoke to a young guy I taught a few years ago. It took him 12 months between jobs, and he was looking, you know, and now he works, in an IGA in town. So it's part of the issue is availability of work, and how can we, as a government, support young people in making sure that they've got access to work, and why hasn't the current state government really done a lot to support young people? I guess that's the question we need to ask.
I suppose for a lot of candidates, it comes back to solutions. So if it was up to you, what would you do?
Mate, the number one solution that Coffs Harbour's got going for it right now is the Great Koala National Park. It's been estimated that this would be about a $300 million return to our economy every year once it gets up and going. I know that they've already suggested they'd invest $6 million in installing mountain bike infrastructure. We've got there's an idea to bring in a 200-kilometre hiking trail. But what the Great Koala National Park really does, Moffy, is it puts Coffs Harbour on the map internationally. China, India, all these places around the world that are actually starting to look to Australia, Europe, Australia. The number one reason people travel to Australia is because of nature. Now, we're smack in the middle of Brisbane and Sydney, and if we get this right, this economy in Coffs Harbour is going to be recognised internationally. Now, isn't that what we want? Don't we want Coffs Harbour to really feel like it's growing in a positive way, where the environment's protected, but also we've got strong economic results?
And is that the way that you'd create the jobs?
If we can create the Great Koala National Park, that's going to have direct employment, obviously in constructing the park, huge amount of direct employment, but also the indirect employment. So there's going to be benefits for retail, hospitality, accommodation. Those jobs, the people in those jobs are going to help other services in our community. It doesn't matter if you're a dentist, the butcher, right? You're going to be supported by that $300 million return into our economy. There's obviously an opportunity there to support the public sector, which has been cut back. So I feel like there's, the Great Koala National Park just seems like this is the straightforward solution to jobs issues in our community.
So is that the main platform for the Greens in this election? Is that National Park?
Well, no. I mean, like, obviously very important to make sure we focus on number one issue I really think is climate change. We've got to make sure we are moving towards renewable energy in our community, supporting people. The Greens have released a $1.25 billion package to support householders in transitioning to renewable energy, and that includes renters and people who have been traditionally shut out of the renewable energy market because they either can't afford it or they're living in an arrangement where they just can't organise it. So, you know, the Greens recognise that we need to help everyday Australians to get off coal, get off the current system, because we need to transition immediately. The Great Barrier Reef is in risk of dying in the next 10 or 15 years. It's already, you know, being bleached significantly. We've got massive heat waves hitting Australia. We can't afford to have another 20 years of this. You know, we need to turn the climate situation around now, and Australia is a leading country, a world leader. We need to take responsibility and show the world we can do it, and you know, the Greens take that very seriously.
Obviously, when it comes to voting day, Jonathan, preferences is another thing that people are talking about, and it comes back to the individual and how they vote, but as a Greens party, where do you guys preference?
Well, we preference on the left side of politics, as you can imagine. Mm. We value the contribution that professionals in our community have already given. So we've decided to preference Sally Townley as second, because Sally is in her seventh year as a councillor. She has the experience. She also is an ardent believer in making sure that our community is cared for. She's done incredibly well to expose the government's plans for the jetty foreshores, which we were very concerned about. This is public space. This is the community's recreational space. We need to make sure that we get the balance right down at the jetty foreshores.
Yep.
So we really believe in someone like Sally to do that. And we've also preferenced Labor, because we believe that, you know, if we're going to have a government going forward in New South Wales, that we would prefer it to be Labor. Labor certainly have I think they're a much better organised party at the moment. They show themselves to be ready for leadership, and it's a positive step going forward. You know, seeing Labor putting money into schools and hospitals instead of stadiums.
Just before we go, because we are running out of time for the news, but just yes or no, have you or any of the Greens contacted other candidates asking for them to support Sally Townley?
Me? No. I have no. I mean, that, you know, no. I mean, I doubt many others would, except for possibly, I mean, I can't imagine the Shooter Fishers. I can't imagine, I mean, Anne Leonard. I mean, it's up to her. I mean, I don't have any idea. I haven't done any
the Greens,
lobbying. So.
Okay, so the Greens haven't, no, you or the Greens haven't asked any of the candidates or anyone to, you know, to support Sally?
No. Okay. No way, mate. No.
Lovely.
Sorry.
All right, mate.
Well, that's their call. So,
yeah. Well, look, Jonathan, all the best for the upcoming election on March 23 and for all the early polling, which is underway now.
Yeah, definitely. Moffi, I really appreciate your time this morning. And, see how this election goes. It's going to be very exciting. So very interesting indeed.
Sure will be. Jonathan Castle, the Greens candidate for the upcoming state election, which is happening on March 23. Of course, polling is already underway at the moment at the Norm Jordan Pavilion at the showgrounds, Monday to Friday, 8 till 6, Saturdays, 9 till 5. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M. A news update on the way next.